counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outre.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And a very special episode this week as we count down the top 20 of 2014. We're back at it, had a few weeks off. It was a nice holiday. And I guess I'll ask Brian, how was your holiday? So it don't seem like a jerk starting off the new year.
Sure, it was nice and long. We also took a week off and did a pretty fun Christmas Eve radio show, which was the third year in a row we've done that, 3 hour long. Long holiday tune special, and that was pretty fun. And then spent the holidays like everybody does, and eating too much and imbibing too much and spending lots of time with family and friends and all that jazz, including you.
Oh, and it was pleasant, wasn't it? But we're back at it, and we're counting down now the top 20 albums charting across the nation that were the top 20 for all of 2014. And later on in the program, we'll give you a little bit of insight into what had made the list, because it is the top 200, and there's no way we could ever do a radio show of the top 200 because we'd be here for days. So we'll do the top 20, but we'll also give you a little insight into what made the list below the top 20 as well throughout the program. We've got all kinds of interviews. Stephen Karlick joins us. It is jam-packed. You're going to really enjoy it. But you're probably wondering, well, where do we get the charts from? If you haven't listened to the show before, we'll let you know. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to earshot-online.com.
You'll find Earshot, which is the national campus and community radio port, published every single week at that fine website. And every week you can find the top 50 albums charting nationally, as well as several top 30 charts from campus and community radio stations from across the country, usually 30 or more stations submitting. You can also find specialty charts for folk, roots and blues, hip hop, jazz, and much, much more, as well as interviews, reviews. There's so much stuff on there. Go check it out. And of course, being the beginning of a new year and the end of 2014, there's loads of year-end recaps to be found there, as well as the top 200 albums of 2014, the most played Canadian music from across the entire year, across the entire country, and that will include the top 20 that we're bringing you today.
And you can also find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. So please get in touch with us. We've got all year, all of 2015 after this week to get you on. And watch our Facebook page, because coming up in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be running a contest for a great prize that you're going to be able to win some tickets to a great festival. We'll talk about that next week, but watch our Facebook page because the contest will be posted soon, so check that out. All right, we're going to kick things off with number 20. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot, and as we move along in the program, as promised, we'll give you a look at what was charting just below 20 as well in the top 20 of 2014.
Yeah, we're going to start to move our way into the cream of the crop, some of the stuff we played the most throughout the entire year, including many people that we had a chance to chat with over the last year, and some of them that we had a chance to talk to on this episode that Anthony just alluded to that you're going to hear. Thank you so much to all those musicians for putting out all kinds of great music and for chatting with us. And that included number 20, the 20th most played record across Canadian campus community radio in 2014 was The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. Anthony was a little freaked out chatting to them, but he was happy that he didn't talk to The Axe Murderer. He talked to The Harpoonist, who is a super nice guy. They were playing at Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival in Fredericton. I got to check them out two times over that weekend, and it was really awesome.
It was a little scary. I didn't know. I was glad I wasn't talking to The Axe Murderer, because I felt like if I had asked him a wrong question, that might have been the end of me. I don't know.
The axe that he's murdering is his guitar.
Oh, that...
There was no axes on stage, just harmonicas.
I'm just a little disappointed.
Are you a little scared of harmonicas?
I'm not scared of a harmonica. No. It's I'm comfortable now, although I am a tad disappointed. There's no real axe.
All right, we're going to hear one of the finest tunes on that record. It's called Tea for Two. Here is The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer on the Earshot 20.
yous all tangle up in blue. Oh my God, your Romeo's lost in a cow.
It's the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation and charting as the top 20 of 2014, to be exact. Taking a break right now from the countdown as we catch up with our next artist on the charts, who came in at number 19 this year for the entire year. And Nancy from Dog Day joins us on the line to chat a little bit. Nancy, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No problem. And we did have a chance to talk earlier in the year with Seth as well, chatting a little bit about the album. And now we know that you guys are on a little bit of a hiatus with the group, dealing with family stuff. But what was the reception like for and the year like for you guys after the release of the album for Dog Day?
Well, it was pretty awesome. Like, our records were late, so everything was like it was held up, and then all of a sudden we got them and sold a whole bunch of them, but we weren't touring because we had a baby just like right off the bat in 2014. So things kind of like were like very explosive and then came to a big halt. So that's how that went.
And so is there anything in the works for you in terms of continuing with your musical career?
Yeah, well, we're still going to work on Dog Day stuff any day now, really. We're starting to be a little more freed up and able to, like, play some music now that some time has elapsed.
And so will that mean possibly another album within the next year? Or are you going to take that process slow in terms of what you're doing in terms of writing and collaborating?
It's definitely going to be slow, but and I couldn't say for sure that we'll have an album this year, but we hope to, like, we're going to start that ball rolling again, so there's always more songs, that's for sure.
Awesome. And so Fade Out, really, really successful year for you guys, and successful in campus and community radio as well, coming in at 19 of the, of course, we do the top 20, but it's the top 200 of 2014. So you guys are right up there. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to cut to a song now from the album Fade Out. And Nancy, best of luck with 2015 and all that you're working on. And we wish you much success.
Well, thank you very much.
Here is Dog Day. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back. Number 18.
Rather than hurt you, well, I'll confess all of my sins after several large chins. But still, I'll hide from you, hide what's inside from you. And alarm bells ring when you say your heart still sings when you're with me. Won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Oh no. All the memories of the pubs and the clubs and the drugs and the tubs we shared together will stay with me forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fros, they left me dizzy. But won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Oh, no, no. When the lights go out, love goes cold in shades of doubt. The strange shade in my mind is all too clear. Music when the lights come on, the girl I thought I knew has gone, and with her my heart had disappeared. Well, I no longer hear the music. Oh, no. We flew together, I thought we'd fly forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fros, they left me dizzy. Oh, won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Oh, no, no, no. I no longer hear the music when the lights go out. Love goes cold in shades of doubt. The strange fate in my mind, it's all too clear. Music when the lights come on, the girl I thought I knew has gone, and with her my heart just disappeared. I no longer hear the music. Oh no.
And number 18, the 18th most played record of 2014 on Campus and Community Radio was Curta Pirot with the record Trauma. And you heard a track called Music When the Lights Go Out. And from the late 2013 release, the most recent record from Dog Day called Fade Out. You also heard a track called Wasted.
It's Earshot 20's top 20 of 2014. We're counting down the albums that were the biggest and best from National Campus and Community Radio charts for the entire year of last year. Going to take a break from that right now, head to the phone lines and catch up with Stephen Kartlik. Haven't chatted with him in a while, but we're going to chat with him now. He's got some interesting picks for us to chat about for 2014. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be back.
And so we're going to kick things off right now in this segment, chatting about some of the underrated albums of 2014, because there's always those few that don't that slip between the cracks and don't quite make it into the repertoire of most people. So what were some of the underrated albums of 2014?
Well, we published, as we do every year, we published the top 10 underrated records of 2014. And it's always a really hard list to come up with, and it's always one of our most commented ones, because everyone has that one album that they really loved in a year that just didn't get the love that they thought it deserved. And so it's a really hard one, especially for Exclaim contributors to agree on, because it's sort of like, well, what defines underrated? Is it that, like, at a certain profile and still no one heard it, or it's got literally no listeners and that's crazy? So it is a tough thing to come up with, but one of the ones from our list that I totally agree with is by a band called Foxes in Fiction. They are a Canadian band. They came out with an album called Ontario Gothic, courtesy of Toronto/Brooklyn record label Orchid Tapes. Owen Pallett co-signed it, like he He's a big fan of the band. He played violin parts on their album. It's got almost a Beach House sort of dream pop sensibility. It's very slow burning, very pretty. It's called Ontario Gothic, which is kind of a really nice name that evokes a lot of imagery. It's beautiful. And if you like that kind of sort of slower ambient kind of pop, it's very melodic and it's perfect for the winter. So if you haven't heard it yet, I would highly suggest it.
Sounds like that would be one to check out. And any others that made the list that were kind of overlooked?
Another that I also agree with is by a duo called Sylvan Esso. Fans of Purity Ring might find something to love here. It's their self-titled album was put out in 2014 by Dine Alone Records. The two members are from different folk groups. One is a cappella and the other is psychedelic. And they produce a really beautiful album that's sort of folky and electronic at the same time, which sounds weird. But it's got an understated sort of poppiness to it, very melodic. But it's got almost at times a trip-hop kind of vibe, like sort of slower, but it's downbeat, but it certainly has a beat. If you like that kind of thing, like Purity Ring or electronic pop, electropop, you'll definitely find something on Sylvan Esso to love. Definitely check them out. One other album that I wanted to mention before we go to break is actually a personal one of mine. This is one of my favorite albums of the year, and it did get some coverage, but to my mind, not nearly enough, by a Brooklyn artist called Frankie Cosmos, which is the nom de plume of Greta Klein and also the name of her band, as far as I can tell. Her latest album was called Zentropy. It's the only album that she's released so far on a record label. It was for a record label called Double Double Whammy from New York. But she's actually got like dozens and dozens of albums. She releases one almost every 2 months, 2 or 3 months. If you check her out on Bandcamp, she's got a ton of albums. But Zentropy is the one that she recorded in a studio. The rest of them are bedroom recordings. It's very twee. It's got a sort of beat happening kind of vibe, very DIY. But there's something there. It like seems very sweet and melodic, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's actually very dark, very complex. I absolutely love it, and some people who found it either through me or through other places agreed. If you're into that kind of thing, it's a beautiful album. I really love it, especially a song called Birthday. So if you're looking for an entry point, listen to that song. But definitely for me, the most underrated of the year.
Well, there you go. And if folks give those a search, give them a look on the internet, even though they were released in 2014, they could become your soundtracks of 2015. So check them out. All right, we're going to get back to the charts. Steven's going to join us again a little bit in this in the program. We're going to chat about some of the top albums of the year. So Steven, we'll get you to stick around. Brian, he's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear the Weather Song by Ott at number 17. It's off of the album More Than Any Other Day.
Now that we are high with the
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Tonight by Tokyo Police Club. Their latest was called Force Field. It was the 16th most played record of 2014 on Canadian Campus and Community Radio.
It's the Earshot 20. We're continuing our chat with Stephen Karlick and taking a break from the charts to capture some of the biggest and best of 2014. And it is fitting that we chat about some of the top albums of the year. And I know, Stephen, you have some picks and you also have some of the top albums from Exclaim. So we'll go through these and maybe we'll start with your picks and what you thought were the top albums of the year.
So some of mine, obviously these are my personal picks, but they were reflected on Exclaim's lists as well, which, in case you didn't know, are voted on by our contributors. All of our writers have a say in Exclaim's final lists, which are organized by genre, and number two on the pop list was one of my favorite albums of the year. It was St. Vincent's self-titled album. This is her fourth album to date, and she really found her sound on Strange Mercy, but on St. Vincent, her self-titled record, she really refines that sound and sort of takes it in some really interesting places. One of my favorite songs from it is a song called Bring Me Your Loves, which has sort of a synth line on it that sounds almost like a telephone that's been distorted. It's an excellent album. There are songs that are sort of more slow and dramatic, and also some good pop songs on there as well. It's really great. You might have seen her live. She was all over the place in 2014, but she'll be touring throughout 2015 as well. That was an amazing record, and I'm glad that it got, unlike the underrated records that we talked about, it was one that I think got it to do, and we put it on the cover here at Exclaim.
Awesome. And any others that were in your top this year?
Yeah, two of my favorite albums. One was by FKA Twigs. Probably not a surprise. Anyone who's been keeping their finger on the music world pulse will know that album and know that name. But really, it's absolutely one of the most fascinating albums of this year. I don't think anything else really sounded like it. She herself has railed against the fact that it's an R&B record, and you're inclined to agree to a point. There's some really interesting production on there that is sort of, some of it's poppy, some of it's very, very spacious and very haunting, to use that old critic cliche. But it's a beautiful album, really amazing. It takes some time to get into, but once you're into it, it really draws you in. My favorite album of the year happens to be Subtract's latest album. That's Subtract spelled without vowels and with a K instead of a C. He put out his second album this year called Wonder Where We Land with Young Turks. And it features a number of guests, some of which Earshot listeners will be very familiar with. The singer Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend, Carolyn Polachek from Chairlift, Sampha, a soul singer, and Jesse Ware, the pop singer, are all on it, as well as ASAP Ferg from ASAP Mob making a really great appearance on the last song, Voices in My Head. It's an amazing album. It really is. You should check it out. If you're a fan of a lot of different kinds of music, it's got a very varied palette. My favorite album of the year, so check it out.
And Subtract sitting at 149 of the top 200 albums for our Earshot charts. So they're on there. And actually, all the albums that you mentioned as your favorites in the top albums of 2014, they're all on the charts there. And you can check that out, earshot-online.com. Before we cut back to the music, top albums of the year for Exclaim?
Yeah, so as you know, we do lists by genre, and I have to say I think our contributors got it spot on this year. Some really amazing albums from pop, from hip-hop, from soul and R&B, from metal, and from folk and country, as well as electronic. Mac DeMarco topped our pop list. He had a really great album and a great year. He really blew up this year. Run the Jewels were amazing. They sort of swept album of the year mentions in most publications with their second album. FKA Twigs, as I mentioned. Caribou had a genius record. Wooden Sky in the folk and country section really kind of blew people away. And in metal, the latest album, the big comeback from Godflesh. So tons of cool stuff. All those lists are at exclaim.ca. It was a good year for music.
All right. Check that out for sure, exclaim.ca. And Stephen's going to join us one more time. We're going to chat a little bit about news, the top music news stories of the year when we come back. But first, we're going to get back to the music, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here is Coral by Owen Pallett, and number 15 of his latest, In Conflict. And we'll let you know a little more about that in the coming weeks as he's playing in Fredericton for Shivering Songs. And we're going to have a really great prize pack to give away as a part of that festival.
From another world, a world I could not. is a creature of soul. In his voice, a model of the kingdom of heaven. But he comes from another world, a world I could not, could never believe in.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Creature of bad habit, I learned to crawl a little late. I shake the hand in quiet key till the last light of day. Past due, past due. Decisions to be made. How hidden is the work you do? Please come to the window again. Would you see? On the outside, looking in. The walls are made of paper. Out here on the border, there's no hope for me as policy maker. I couldn't keep the words in order. No word for the sound of. If you can't hear it, love, what's the word for? Would you receive me? Receive me? Receive me? Open the door, let me love when you make. Show me what you've been given. A certain friend beside me, singing in the wilderness. Sing the last light of day. A purpose leads up. If I don't know what to say, we have a reason to keep awake. I'm on the outside, looking at the secret. The secret. The secret. Open the door, let me love when you've been. Show me what.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Receive Me by Bri Webb. At number 14 is his record Free Will. And before that, at number 15, Owen Pallett from the record In Conflict, you heard Coral.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're counting down the top 20 albums that charted across the nation for the entire year. The top 20 for 2014 right here on this radio show. You can check that all out, earshot-online.com. It's also where you can see the entire list of the top 200. Of course, we can't count down the top 200, but there is quite a list. And Brian, any honorable mentions or any of the albums that I did want to mention too? We didn't mention this at the beginning of the program, but I was actually pleasantly surprised that the entire list, the entire top 20, was all Canadian artists, and so that was really great. And there's lots of Canadian artists throughout the charts as well that made it into the top 200.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, generally on our program, you know, every single week we're usually playing at least 60-70% Canadian artists, but usually there's always one or two non-Canadian international artists in the top 20. You only have to go to number 21 to get to a non-Canadian, which is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Give the People What They Want. Gonna start towards the bottom. Always kind of fun to see which record just made it on the list. So what is number 200? And it was a release coming out very late in 2014 by Oh Susanna called Name Dropper. That one's probably going to continue to be heard on the program in the next few weeks. And I suspect we might see that on the top 200 next year. That also is the case with number 194, which is the latest from Hey Rosetta called Second Sight. And that one is continuing to chart. And we'll probably hear from that in the next couple weeks as well. At number 188, one local to our program in St. John, New Brunswick is Little You, Little Me. We had a chance to talk to them this year, and their debut is called What Have You Been Doing With Your Time? We're going to move along to an artist. I think this is, I looked through the list very quickly twice. I think this is the only band I saw on there twice. It's Calgary's Hagface. They were at number 168 with Ragface and number 153 with their self-titled release. And number 129 is Viet Cong. They finally saw a proper release of their initial cassette demo, which came out in 2013, and in 2014 that got a re-release on Mexican Summer, and they're definitely one of the bands that's majorly hyped for 2015, and their self-titled debut is going to be coming out this month, and pretty likely we're going to be hearing from that one in the near future. At number 95 is Amelia Curran. They Promised You Mercy. Really dug that record, and we had a chance to chat with her probably about a month ago. And number 82 is Del Barber with Prairiography. Had a chance to catch him live this past year, and he's coming back again in about a month, so just figured I'd drop in a mention on that one. And number 77, another one that we're probably going to continue to hear from in a couple of weeks, is Elliot Brood. Their Work in Love was a record that came out late in 2014. And number 55 is Nap Eyes from Halifax, Wine of the Mystic. Are we going to hear from Monomyth in the rest of the program? Going to say pretty likely. Also, I thought you were asking me,
and I was like, yeah, I think they're...
Going to hear from that, yeah. And that's one of their other projects going on there. Gord Downie and the Sadies also played Harvest Jazz and Blues this year, and really enjoyed catching them and their record, The Conquering Sun. Sadies collaborates with lots of different musicians, and I would love if they put out another record as well. At number 42, Sloan's Commonwealth, and just narrowly missing out in the top 20 was this year's Polaris Music Prize winner, Tanya Degak, and her Animism was on the charts quite a long time in 2014, and then reappeared for an extra little push when she won that prize, and can't wait to see what she does next as well.
All right, well, all kinds of stuff that you can check out on earshot-online.com. So go on over and check out the full list. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, including another interview, and we're going to kick things off now with number 13.
All right, number 13 is a band that we've had a chance to chat with a couple of times in the past and that I had a chance to see three times in 2014. It is P.S. I Love You from the album For Those Who Stay. You're going to hear a track called In My Mind, At Least. I'm sorry, I forgot.
The countdown continues of the top 20 albums of 2014, close to rounding out the first 10, and it's no surprise the next album made the cut. The self-titled debut album for Always was released in July last year, and we're catching up with Alec O'Hanley from the band. Alec, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
You guys had a pretty big year with releasing your debut album. What was 2014 like after you released the album?
I don't know. They always tell you things will change when the album comes out, and we had spent a long time getting the album ready for public consumption. It was true. As soon as we popped it out, there was an immediate, general thumbs up from most quarters. And we just, started sort of hitting the road harder and playing bigger rooms and selling more crowds out. And when people know a song, they can really get behind it in real life at a show and kind of be more ebullient about things. So yeah, 2014 really perked up considerably after we released the record.
And you worked with Chad Van Galen on your album. What was it like working with him?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. He's definitely got an artistic temperament. You know, he comes at it from more musical art, sort of music concrete perspective, sort of than most engineers or producers would, and that's what we were looking for, just to inject some weirdness into the proceedings. And he's got a great sort of intrinsic sense of what makes something sound otherworldly. It's nice. He's got a great studio out there in Calgary in his backyard called Yoko Ino, and it's filled with all manner of strange instruments, and you can really get lost in a world and make your own world there.
And so now, what lies ahead for you guys in 2015?
We've got some festival stuff popping in. Just sort of sorting it out right now. We head to Europe in a little bit, and the UK for about a month. Before that, we're doing a festival in Chicago and Madison, Wisconsin. And then afterwards, we're doing a tour with the Decemberists, which should be nice. It's a lot of cool venues, sort of soft seaters. We're usually, grubbing it up in a beer-soaked bar, so that'll be a nice treat to play places like Massey Hall and other spots. Just doing what bands do, just writing songs and, write, record, tour, repeat.
And that seems to be the general consensus with a lot of people. Well, you capped off 2014 with Campus and Community Radio at number 12 for the entire year. So congratulations on that, and good luck with 2015.
Thanks for spinning the record.
Here's a track from the self-titled debut of Always. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
Earshot 20, number 11.
That rounds out the first 10 of the top 20 of 2014. If you're just tuning in, you can check out earshot-online.com for the full list, and you can go back and listen to the show if you listen to it one of the ways that you can download a podcast. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this countdown every week on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for carrying this program. You might also be listening to us online if you download the program at radioforall.net or if you podcast this show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in and stick around. The second hour of the program, we've got much more to come, including the top 10 of 2014, more interviews, and Stephen Karlik's back to talk about the best news stories of 2014. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.